The therapy you need from your favorite bitches.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Bitch Therapy. We are your hosts, Cameron
and Alyssa.
And on today's episode, we're going to be telling you some tips and tricks on how to get a guy to ask you out without actually asking him to ask you out.
We're going to tell you all the hints that you should use that will come off just right and not too desperate.
The last thing you want to be is desperate, and the last thing you want to do is ask a guy out yourself. Because that's too masculine. We want to be in our feminine. We want to be in our beautiful receiving energy and really land the healthy masculine man of our dreams.
Basically, you just want to give a little hint that you're open to having a conversation with him, or you just don't want to seem closed off.
Yeah, you have to, our little favorite term, plant the seed, yes, that you're open to new connections. So what you're going to do is, if you are meeting this man in person, if he's around you a lot, you want to be smiling. You want to be happy. You want to come across that your energy is open and that you want to make new friends, even if you have the worst RBF. Because listen, we understand we also have terrible resting bitch face. But when you're meeting a guy, you want to seem happy, light, bright, and open.
Smile a lot.
But not like creepy smile, yeah. But just, you know, like natural. Like you're like fun, bubbly, exciting. He wants to get to know you. So be mysterious and happy and fun.
Basically, be happy to be there. Men love women who are happy. They want you to make their life happier. And you want to be very open, but also like, don't go pouring your whole life story. Like, just be normal. Just be positive. That's basically what I'm saying. Just be positive.
Yeah, you have to be positive because no one wants to be around a Debbie Downer. And guys will, like Alyssa said, want a girl that brightens their day. So even if you're not the happiest bitch out there, listen, we all have our days. Yeah, all of us are moody. We get it. But in that instance, you got to pretend. You know, like kind of how like when you're at work, you know, you turn it on. You turn on the personality and the smile and be a little bit more talkative.
Put on your pageant face.
Exactly. But like Alyssa said, you don't want to be spilling your guts, telling your whole life story. You still want to remain a little bit mysterious, and that'll always leave them wanting more. So you want to leave them wanting more because then they're going to want to get to know you, and then they'll be more likely to ask you out on a date. Because they'll be like, I see her from across the room. She's so pretty. She's always in a great mood. I would love to get to know more about her. And the first seed is already planted, babe.
Let's do an example. So me and you are at a bar, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, that guy over there, maybe at like the other end of the bar, is like really hot. And he looked at me like once or twice, like glanced over, like obviously I got his attention a little bit, but he definitely has mine. Yeah. So what advice would you give me?
Okay, so
to try to have him ask me out or spark a conversation?
Okay, so I would say that guys definitely get the go-ahead when you also give them eye contact. So don't be staring him down. But if you see he's staring at you, you can kind of look out of the corner of your eye, give a little smirk, and slowly look over at him, and then smile and look away after like 3 seconds.
Yeah. Because that's like, do like a little flirty glare.
A little flirty glare. And then it gives him the okay that you saw him looking at you and you like it. So he'll be like, great, she saw me. She isn't running away or making a stank face. Like, I'm going to go up and talk to her. Or if you see he's looking at you and, you know, you give the little smirk, he's still not coming over, I would say find an excuse to go walk by him. Maybe even brush up against him a little bit. Like with your shoulders, you're walking by. Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
Go take a lap with your friends. You always want to walk past the hot guys just to see if they like, oh, hello, you know, like grab you as you're walking past them or something.
Exactly. Because most of the time if a guy is looking at you, he's definitely looking at you because he wants to see your vibe. He likes what he sees. So if you walk past him and you give him that little look, he's more than likely going to grab you and start talking to you.
For sure.
For another scenario, if you're at school or work, but you could do this if you have like class with them or if you're in school with them as well, it works the same difference whether it's school or work. I would say to try and ask them a question. You know what I mean? Like, don't be ditzy, but you can play a little dumb, you know? Like, even if you know something like, oh, sorry, like, I forgot, like, do I press this button on the cash register for this? Or, oh, like, is the seating arrangement like this tonight? Or, oh, who else is working today? Do you know who's coming in? Or do you know who the closing manager is? Mm-hmm. And for school, you could, you know, turn around and ask them a question. Oh, sorry, I left my pen at home. Do you have an extra pen I could borrow? Or, oh, do you know when the test is this week? Like, just try to open with something light and nice so it's, like, inviting and it doesn't make them so scared to talk to you. So it's being friendly so they know that you're interested a little bit without flat on just going up to them and being like, oh, do you want to go out? Because he's going to be like, who is this psychopath?
I think asking them for help or asking them a question is good. I also, mm-hmm. like, read something online that when somebody helps you, they end up liking you more.
Yeah, and men are
like,
actually,
even just, like, people, like, in general.
Yes.
Like,
oh, my God, wait. They want to help you. Written down. Yeah, so it says men bond through this chemical in your brain called vasopressin. So, and it's released when you, like, take care of things or help someone do something. So, you know how they say, like, women bond through a different, like, hormone where it's, like, you know, after you sleep with a guy, it's, like, you're all cuddly and, like, hormones are released in you when you like them more. So it's like,
I think because you feel safe when you're cuddling.
Yeah,
with them,
like,
maybe?
Exactly. Like, when you feel safe with them and you feel a close sense of an intimate connection, women tend to fall in love with you more. But for men, it's not through that same pathway and that same chemical hormone. It's through when they accomplish things. If you get them to help you with things, they will end up liking you more. Like, oh, like, can you help me change my tire? Like, oh, this light bulb's out. Can you do this for me? Like, little things that they can accomplish to help you, it will make them like you more because they'll be like, oh my God, I feel so great when I'm with this girl because they feel more accomplished around you. They feel
and
uplifted.
They feel more,
they feel,
like,
good.
Invested too.
Yeah, exactly. The more they do for you, the more invested they are. So I would say to just make those little small connections with them while you're out. So either, you know, at a bar, at work, at school, keep making, like, little short connections with him and try to get him to either help you with something or, you know, you can give him a little friendly look. But definitely don't go up to him and just start talking because I just feel like that isn't really a good precedent to set. It's almost like he doesn't have to work for it, so he's not really going to like you as much and he's not going to put in as much effort in the long run. And it might work right off the bat, but then I feel like when that happens and the connection is made that way, things tend to fizzle out. So definitely make him work for it and make sure it's small, positive interactions to get him interested. And then he'll be more likely to ask you out.
I agree. All right, here is our last scenario for you. Okay, so I have a funny idea.
What?
Okay,
ready? I'm like, oh God, what is it?
So I've been thinking, right? I feel like a lot of girls go through this. I went through this. There's this guy, right?
Okay.
He's kind of part of your friend group. You guys keep going out together. Like, going to clubs and stuff like that.
Okay.
And he keeps, like, fake asking you out. You already gave the hint and all this stuff. You know, he already basically said, like, he wants to take you out and stuff like that. I mean, there is no basically. Like, he said that, right?
Yeah. Like, he said he wants to take you out, but he's not really sealing the deal.
He's not sealing the deal. He's not following up with it all the time. How do you go about deciding if you should really go on the first date or not when he finally asks you? Like, it takes weeks for him to finally pull through and send you a message to go out.
Okay, so this is good because this is a scenario where it's like you didn't really have to do much. You're already kind of in the same circle, but now he's really pursuing you and you have to decide whether it's worth it or not. So I would say that's
because
determined.
He kept backtracking before.
Yeah, no, I get
like his history. He wasn't following all the way through with things. He would have.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna go out tomorrow. Doesn't text me till 5 days later.
Yeah, I would say definitely go by how much effort he's putting in that moment. Like if he's like finally seals the deal and is like, let's go out, but then he wants to take you to like Chick-fil-A, then I'd be like,
oh my God, no.
Toss him in the garbage. But if he plans like
he
this
wants,
whole...
he wants like a nice restaurant.
I would say if he plans this whole thing and he wants to take you out to an actual dinner and take you to have a good time and it's like a multi-part night or something that, you know, he learned about you or was asking your friends about things you like and is really invested like that, I think then it's definitely good to go because he's really making an effort to like seal the deal in a way that's specific to you. So that shows that he has a keen interest in you and it's not just anybody. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
See, I still have mixed feelings because I agree with that. But then at the same time, I keep thinking in the back of my head, oh, well, he should have, like, jumped on going on a date with me the first time he could have.
No, that's definitely true. That's definitely true. But I think a lot of guys are scared. That's the thing.
They are scared. He goes, oh, I didn't want to come off too needy. That's what he said.
Yeah, they're scared and they need reassurance. And listen, if they're really going for a girl that they think is beautiful and out of their league, they're going to be scared. Yeah, so that's our one advice. These guys need to stop being scared. But honestly, if he is scared, you need to go by the type of effort he's making. Like I said, like if he's just doing like some last minute thing or not really giving you an exact date or time or whatever, then I would say to just cut it and be like, listen, we just need to be friends. Like, I don't know what's going on. I understand you have an interest in me, but I'm not interested in that type of relationship or forming that type of relationship where it's like wishy-washy and not really like specific to my needs. But if he's really trying to go above and beyond, especially to cater to your needs, like, you know, like if he goes and gets the flowers because he knows you like flowers, if he books a nice restaurant because he knows you like a nice restaurant, like if he's doing things specifically because he's catering it to you, like it. Yeah, if he knows you like it, that shows that he's putting in more effort and he actually likes you. Like, it's not that he just wants anyone, he actually wants you.
Yeah,
so I think that's what differentiates it.
Okay.
Also, just a little add-on. I know we might have said this in previous episodes, but just to reiterate, I think, especially if you're meeting someone for the first time, it's a great thing to give them your Instagram instead of your phone number. Just so they're not, like, stalking your life at the boardwalk and, like, hitting you up on everything. I would say
get the Instagram. And it's easy to block them.
Yeah, like, get the Instagram, FaceTime on Instagram, look through their tagged photos, do the whole little FBI background check, and then if you're texting for a day or two, he asks you out, great. Go on the date, and then if you like him from there, he should be asking for your number, and then if you're comfortable with it, give him your number, and then you can move forward from there.
And they also feel like you're more hard to get. So yeah, they end up liking it. Yeah. 100%. Thanks for listening.
Bye, bitches.
Bye.
We'll see you on the next one.